KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. The old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Don't forget, this Wednesday we will be in Hearst at OB's Soups, Salads, and Subs. Melbourne and Pipeline out there by Northeast Mall. So join us there from 3 until 7 this Wednesday. Right now, time to stop down for a little... Brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. The Little Mavericks, the Sad Sack Kings, tonight AAC. There is still time.
Still time.
But you better act quickly.
Very quickly.
Because those tickets will be gone before you know it. They still have great seats for the game tonight. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who we understand had a canceled baby-making retreat this weekend. Here is Cobra.
Thank you, Mike.
Hello, Cobra.
Howdy. There was a drug bust in the city of Hollywood, USA. Now, you guys aren't familiar with this actor. But he's big with the teens because he stars in the WB show Seventh Heaven.
Fuel?
His name is Jeremy London. He plays the associate pastor, I believe, on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Don't shake your head yes, like you know.
Well,
that
he does.
Okay.
He plays the assistant pastor.
Oh, okay.
Not the head pastor, the second.
Right,
pastor.
We got that.
Three plays. Not a bad show.
Right. Well, what happened was he was arguing with his girlfriend on the side of a road when cops were called because things were getting dicey between he and the girl. When they checked his license, they found that he was driving with a suspended license and for a DUI that he got earlier, which wasn't reported. And so he was driving illegally, and then they found a bag of marijuana. So he was arrested for driving illegally and carrying less than an ounce of pot. They also suspected him of vandalizing his girlfriend's cell phone, which means he took her phone and threw it to the ground in disgust because she was cheating on him or something like that. Jesus! And that just spurned a firestorm of controversy as far as the show goes, because now how can you take the assistant pastor on Seventh Heaven seriously when you know that he's been dealing in drugs and maybe beating his girlfriend or driving under the influence of alcohol?
Sounds to me like that young man needs to turn to Jesus.
Sounds like it. Now, Jesus. It was just the other day, it seems like, that we were listening to what was coming up on this season on Seventh Heaven. I can't remember exactly what it was, but...
Tonight, on a very special Seventh Heaven.
I'm so glad that rehab's over with, and now me and my mom can connect, and I can reconnect with the Lord.
Oh, I love this music, and combined with the cocaine, I feel like a god!
Mom? What's going on? My coke? With my friends?
Oh, Mommy, what happened?
Fuel, might I offer you a line of cocaine? Would you like me to French kiss your friend Skinner?
No, Mommy, I just got back from rehab.
Yes, Ezekiel, but my therapist told me to take an interest in your hobbies, Fuel.
Oh, Mom, I want you back the old way, the Christian way.
It's too late. I'm too coked up. But you can play Russian roulette with your pistol. Heal me first.
Oh, Mommy.
It's okay. It just grazed my taint.
Now that is best of material right there.
Wow.
You like those, Mike?
No.
Yes, you do. Why does he pretend to hate those?
I don't know.
Cocaine?
Right. She speaks with a an Amish accent.
Well, that's an odd place for a suicide shot, too.
Why was she trying to blow her butt off? We should have played Guess Why We're Reading This Story. So we'll continue to follow that story. Billy Joel got into a pretty nasty crash. You guys heard about this?
Again?
Yes. I heard about this.
He was going to pick up a pizza pie somewhere in around the New York.
Should have called me and I'd have brought it to his
house. From Bayville, New York. He was driving there when...
It's out on Long Island.
It is?
Yes.
He was driving one of his vintage cars, because he is a rich man, a 1967, Greg will help me out with this, Citroen, C-I-T-R-O-E-N?
Citroen, I believe.
Citroen?
I've never heard of that car.
Or Citroen, perhaps.
I've never heard of it.
Absolute.
He lost control of his car.
Stupid.
And on a rain-slicked road and plowed into the house of a 94-year-old woman. No doubt a glass house.
Mm. Hello.
I got that.
Thank you.
I did, too.
Name of his albums? Was it?
Yeah. Ah. That joke was retarded.
No one. It was good.
Mine was just stupid.
He walked away from the scene. Mm. Now the question is, was there dope and or alcohol involved? Because you know that he is a friend of the bottle.
Yeah, right.
Well, now, initial reports were saying no.
Can we trust initial reports is what I'm asking you.
That is a great
question. As a seasoned veteran in the entertainment business.
No!
According to Nassau County Police Lieutenant Kevin Smith.
Former sidekick's great.
And cowboy great.
Smudger.
He says, what you got here is... basically a simple accident. He lost control on slippery pavement. There were no signs that it was anything other than a minor accident due to slippery road conditions. I say dope. Pills. He's a guy I'm sure that's popped a pill in his day.
Why did I say no? Let's give Billy Joel the benefit of the doubt.
Here's what I want to know. If it was a rainy night, mm-hmm. and kind of unsafe driving conditions, why didn't he have that pizza delivered?
Why didn't he have every pizza delivered?
The wait might have been too long. The wait might have been too long.
Maybe he wanted to get out and, you know, do a bump, a Coke or something on the road, away from his family.
If he was doing Coke, he probably wasn't very hungry. So I've heard.
You're always outthinking me, Greg. That's what I like about you. So E! News is going to stick with the Vicodin theory. That's what caused him to crash into the 94. By the way, how do you crash into a house? How does it get that out of control? Why don't you just slide into the yard?
Because you're high. Can't control your speed.
A lot of those houses
maybe the yard's not real big.
Yeah, a lot of those houses up there in that part of the country aren't very far from the street.
Oh, like y'all have ever been up there?
I was in Long Island this year.
Were you?
Yeah, this year.
Can I see some pictures?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, let's see some
good
proof,
point.
Big boy.
Yeah. Mr. Huh? New York
Hey, you know
City.
What? Hey. I was in Rome last week, but I don't have any pictures.
Rome, Texas?
No.
Hey, I went to
don't
Desperado
just
beat
him
game.
On this.
Hey, whatever, Big
went
Apple
to,
Greg.
Went to no, I was on Long Island.
Uh-huh.
For Desperado's
sure
game.
Were.
Oh yeah, they play right there.
Call George Dunham
Long
right
Island
now.
Arena.
Call George the Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
Call George Dunham right now. He'll confirm that I was
all
right.
Mr.
Believe,
Beef,
yeah.
We'll call Jub then.
You can't trust Mr. Beef.
No, you can't. I'd love it though if Mr. Beef brought up a picture of a house with a 6-inch yard and a 3-inch curb
with an old lady smoking a cigarette in the window.
And she's just pressed against the house outside. Toes over the curb.
What else?
What else?
Michael Jackson has fired his attorneys, or the two that mean anything, Mark Garagos and Benjamin Braffman. He says that his life is at stake, and he needs undivided attention from his attorneys, and he had to let them go.
Yeah.
According to the attorneys, the decision was unavoidable under the circumstances based on recent developments and discussions with various persons in the Jackson camp.
Isn't that Galapagos guy, didn't he have a lot of experience with cases such as this?
I believe
well,
so.
Well, he's also representing Scott Peterson right now.
Ooh.
So that's probably where he wants his undivided attention.
You can't
I mean, who's more
him?
Important? Scott Peterson or Michael Jackson?
Oh, I would say
the pedophile.
What do you mean, who's more important?
The murderer or the pedophile?
If I was the lawyer, if I was Garagos or Garagos or whatever, I'd take the Jackson case. More high profile, you're going to get off. You're going to get the guy off. Shut up, Kevin. You want to anymore?
Sure.
Go ahead. Idiot.
Well, if you don't like it, scream.
I don't want to scream. Tired of screaming. Grego, one of your heroes from the 80s, seems he is bankrupt.
Who's that?
Don Johnson, the man that you patterned part of your life after.
Why is he my hero? I've never mentioned him in my life to you. Why are you tagging me with that?
Because you love Miami Vice.
I really didn't watch
the show
at all.
How many Jan Hammer concerts did you go to, Hammer?
Never. Never. And I really didn't watch that show.
Didn't you?
No, I didn't. I was bartending.
And just try to tear the blazer with the pushed-up sleeves off a Hammer.
Right.
It's impossible.
Yeah, it was a big look for me.
He loves those things.
Did you ever wear that?
I probably did.
With
sweet.
White,
I know you did.
With white pants?
No, not really.
Yes, you did. It's
I
in
did
your
not.
Yes, with the neon turd, the picture of your old band.
I wasn't a band called the Neon Turd.
Yeah, you were. Singular. You were the turd. You had the rolled up white
No, I
Jackie.
Didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
What yeah, year was
you
that?
Did.
Yeah, you did.
I swear I've seen a picture of you with the jacket with the rolled up sleeves.
You know what? I don't want you guys making fun of Danny anymore for wearing the F pants and having the long hair and being metal boy. Because you guys were just as bad with
all
the
right,
Don Johnson look.
All right, produce that Don Johnson look. I never wore it. I not once wore it.
Didn't
I
have
did
a,
not have a white jacket.
Yeah,
I
you did.
Not,
it was I, in a picture.
I did not push up the sleeves.
Didn't he have the Jeff Lynne hair?
Yes.
With a microphone
yes.
in front of your face.
Yes.
And it was one of these, like, it hangs down.
Well, I didn't have pushed up sleeves in that.
Oh, I swear you did.
Yeah, you did.
There's
no,
a picture where you had
you can't even see his rolled up sleeves.
You can't even see his arms in
not that,
in
no,
that
you can't.
Radio promo
you
picture.
Can't. Don't
that,
deny it,
that
man.
That was a zoo promo picture, and
accept
the,
it.
The
deal
sleeves
with it.
Were down. There's nothing to deal with here.
Yeah,
I didn't
dress
do that.
Like guy either.
You guys were Crockett
yeah,
and Tubbs.
Yeah.
Who had the curly hair?
No, I did wear
Crockett or Tubbs.
Parachute pants.
You did?
Yeah.
Grego, you were too old to wear parachute pants.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
In 1981 and 82, I was 22 years old.
Too old, man. That was a kid's thing. You were a grown-up.
Oh, good
He's
God.
Right.
You guys, I hate y'all. I swear to God, I do. I really do.
The
I really
hammer.
Hate y'all. I hate you. I did.
By the way, you know who's here at the studio with us today?
Yes.
Mrs. Beef?
Rafe, a.k.a. Mrs. Beef. You guys taking any blood oaths out here or anything?
We've never done that.
Were you guys?
Y'all, Rafe is the most normal guy I know. He's a hell of a lot more normal than you guys.
You guys going to the Maverick game?
We're
together?
Going to the Maverick game tonight.
You are?
You guys going out to dinner?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
None of your business. None of your business, Danny.
Well, maybe I want to pop in and.
Well, that's maybe the that's the reason I'm not going to tell you.
Have a baked potato.
I thought the coolest.
Maybe they're not serving baked potatoes where I'm going.
I thought the coolest thing in the bullpen area is when they saw each other, they had like a five-step handshake that ended with looking in the back pocket for the wiener.
Oh, my wiener in my pocket?
You got
it. Hilarious. You're the funniest guy I know.
Anyway, getting back to the story, your hero is bankrupt, Don Johnson, Grego.
Didn't he get busted in Germany for like having $1 billion and negotiable
Deutsch,
bonds?
Deutsch
no.
Marks.
Remember when he got in trouble?
I do remember that.
He had like $1 billion in negotiable bonds.
Corby reported it.
Yeah, I did.
Then why didn't you bring that part of the story up? Because you
oh, I'm not finished.
It.
Didn't let me get to anything.
Don't yell at him.
According to published reports.
Snake.
By the way, he was cleared of his money laundering investigation in Germany. He had to file for bankruptcy on one of his companies to save his ranch. In Colorado. So it's sad to think that a guy
how can he
who
make
was
that much money?
I don't know. And you know he was paid more than anybody at the time.
And he had there for a while he was making movies, making a lot of money there. I think he's gone through a lot of wives though.
Stop it.
And, how many times and he was on that Nash Bridges?
Yeah, forever. And long, probably on, longer than Miami Vice.
For a while?
How many times was he married to Melanie Florida. Griffith?
Twice.
He was on the show with Cheech.
Stop saying that.
Okay, what was the chick that got killed in The Sopranos?
Mamie Van Doren.
No, not Mamie Van Doren.
Patty D'Arbonville.
He was married to her too.
Yeah, he was.
Who was she?
The one that played
that Lorraine Caluso.
Yeah. What? Was
married to that beast?
Ugh.
Hey, she used to be hot.
She ain't no mo.
Disgusting.
Are we done? What time is it?
No, we're not done. Keep going.
What time? Give me a time check.
It's 01.
Don't worry about it.
6:01.
It is not 6:01.
Well, close to it.
The number one movie in America is Man on Fire, which I'm interested in.
But Denzel Washington?
Yeah. It looks pretty good. And coming in close second is 13 Going on 30.
Well, I'm going to see that. That's a movie I'm going to go see.
Why?
The Jennifer Garner movie.
Yep.
Because you like her or
yep,
because you think the plot is so original? It's big with a woman.
You know, she... They did something to her the other day that I didn't think they could do.
Made her ugly?
They made her tore up.
How?
You watch Alias?
No, she was on The View. And they made her tore up.
They did?
Yeah, she had bangs.
This is the fifth View reference I've heard from you. You watch it every day?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm.
What can I do? Don't look at me.
He's your friend.
Why'd you punch him or something? Knock the douche out of him. What a gay man you turned into.
What a queen.
What's wrong with The View? It's not that bad.
What's wrong with The View?
Yeah.
Man, you've
turned into an old woman.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was just The View by itself, you know what? We could probably let it slide. But this on top of...
Idol?
The obsession with American Idol...
I'm not obsessed with it.
By the way, they had a little controversy last week on that, didn't they?
They sure did.
How do you know?
Sure did.
How do I know?
Yeah.
I watched a lot of TV the past 4 or 5 days. I didn't watch American Idol, but they were talking about it on Extra or whatever.
On The View, you probably watched a little of The View, didn't you?
No, I did not watch The View.
I thought you liked it.
I thought, never said
I thought
that.
You would support me on this.
No. No, I like that Meredith Vieira. I think she's hot.
She's hot. What's the Chinese woman?
She ain't on there no more.
Oh, she's not?
No.
She's on the Discovery Channel. Or
she's also on 2020. I think she had a special on last night. On
Lisa I like
Ling,
her.
Ching Chang.
Lisa no, Ling. Mike, that's
I
not
think
her name.
That is correct, Greg.
You know who Ching they do Chang have Hasso. On there now?
Huh?
You know who they do have on there now? You know that guy that played quarterback?
Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
Yeah.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and she's the wife of that Tim Hasselbeck,
mm-hmm.
the quarterback the of the Redskins.
Yeah.
See, I couldn't take that Star Jones.
What about the Larry King wannabe, Joy Behar?
She's funny.
The Catskills comedian.
She's funny.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
She's lost a lot of weight.
Is Barbara Walters still on there?
Occasionally.
She just shows up when she wants to?
Right. But they gave Jennifer Garner bangs, and it made her look tore up.
You know what?
I think she is about the hottest girl out there.
I think she's overrated. I think she's too skinny and beefed up.
She's not skinny at all.
Huh? Skinny and muscular. Yes, she is skinny.
She's not skinny at all.
Yeah,
she's got an unbelievable body.
Watch Catch Me If You Can again. In that one scene.
Yeah,
when he picks up the hooker.
She's pretty hot in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. But I'm saying now, she looks too,
like, she kind of look like Madonna? Where she got real skinny, but she was beefed up at the same time.
Yeah.
Her shoulders stuck out.
How many times do we use the term beef in a segment?
Well, Mr. Beef, it's tough to do a segment without mentioning your name.
I am not Mr. Beef.
Mark that.
What do you want, Mr. Beef or Freebase? We're going to give you your choice.
How about neither one of them?
No, you get your choice right now.
I'm not going
to... Big Unit wants you to pick Freebase.
Mr. Beef... Or,
well, you're not going to call me Freebase.
How about
you're
Mr.
Damn sure not going to call me Mr. Beef.
What about Mr. Free Beef? Oh, boy. Go ahead, pick one. You're going to get one or the other. You know that. You know it.
I've got too many nicknames.
No, you don't.
Just come on. Help us out.
No. No, I love doing dope.
Mr. Beef or Freebase? That's your choice.
What? No, you're not going to. You don't dictate my nicknames. I can probably
what do you like
that.
What do you like
I
better?
Love doing dope.
I think I like Mr. Beef better.
Then Mr. Beef
But
is.
If he doesn't want either one of them, then don't give him either one of them.
It's too late.
Ryan's the only one that can give out nicknames around here. Okay?
Mr. Beef it is.
Like, writing it down.
All right.
You can write it down all you want.
What are you writing it down for? So
yeah, like that means
it?
Anything.
Making it
you got
official.
A certificate back there? Yeah. A notary?
So you got him down, huh?
That's right. I got him down. Boxers of briefs.
Mr. Beef.
Mr. Beef of Free Days. Got you down.
How much longer do I go home? I'm going to go get in bed again.
All right.
All right. That's E-News.
Now we are, Les.
Yes. All right. Coming up next, what was that out of the temple this weekend? That next here on The Ticket.